Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Off another big week, he's got his new 10-day five sports package at this incredible time of year. He's got one of their mega unit max play picks read for tomorrow on Twitter. Use the handle at Paramount Sports online, ParamountSports.com. Lee Sterling joins us. Mr. Sterling, how we doing here in late October?
I'm good. I'm real good. It's Halloween coming up in 2 days. Was like that holiday, seeing the kids come around the block and say hello, and then you got Thanksgiving less than a month away, and then another month away, you got Christmas and Hanukkah. So good time of year.
Yeah, I love this time of year. Let's
get,
start.
You get a lot of trick or treaters out your way?
Yeah, I live in kind of a really old school blue collar post World War II neighborhood, and dogs and kids. I mean, we bought a bag of candy that like took two people to help bring in.
Oh wow, I love that.
Yeah. So let's actually start where you are. The cocktail party in Jacksonville, Florida, trying to move the ball against this Georgia defense. Gators got the dual-threat quarterback, Emory Jones, going to have a big game. The Bulldogs with that defense, just speed all over the place. And I guess we're not sure if it's going to be JT Daniels or Stetson Bennett at quarterback. Uga, minus 14. Who's going to need the cocktails after this one?
So it was strange about the game last year. Georgia was leading by two touchdowns, and then all of a sudden, Kyle Trask caught fire. I mean, he was just lighting up Georgia. But what some people forget is Georgia was without three of their top four defenders in that game. They had no depth, and they had trouble against the pass. But here's the problem. Florida's not a passing team. I mean, they've thrown 12 interceptions this year, so I just don't see them being able to run on Georgia. Still don't understand why they haven't started Richardson, the freshman quarterback. I think this kid's special, like a gazelle out there, 6'4". If you can't pass, you better have a great running back or a great quarterback, and he can run. But they weren't even ready for LSU, which made no sense because they had lost the year before, but I just think Georgia is going to be ready for this game. They're 25-7 as a road favorite. JT Daniels, I believe, is going to start this game. Payback is a you-know-what. No Kyle Trask. No shot. Georgia, 38-17.
What is payback? Oh, I got you. All right.
Yeah.
In East Lansing, two of the five remaining unbeaten Power 5 teams, the winner, I guess you could say they'll keep a share of the old Legends Division lead. You know, these have been kind of the Achilles heel games under Harbaugh, and I read something hysterical. The last time these two teams met and were both in the top 10, Pretty Woman by Roy Orbison was number one in 1964. Sparty off the bye, and this game does have kind of a throwback feel to it. Wolverines minus 4. What gives?
Yeah. What did you think the line was going to be on this game before you saw it come out?
When I saw it, I actually thought that, well, first of all, I looked at the under, and then I thought, close to a pick 'em.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought maybe one either way. Wouldn't shock me. I mean, this line opened at 4. At one point, Michigan was a 4.5-point favorite. Now it's been bet down to 4. I think it's going to close to 3.5. Why? Because Michigan State, little brother, has covered 11 of the last 13, and it's not like they've had the better team or the better talent. They get up for this game. Both teams have really good running games. Michigan running back Hassan Haskins, number 25, and number 2, Blake Corum. These two guys combined for 1,330 yards. But I just think that Wake Forest transfer and Spartan running back Kenneth Walker III, 997 yards, 6.6 yards per carry, 9 touchdowns. They win this game. I think he's going to be in New York City. I think he'll be one of the three finalists as far as voting is concerned. I also believe in Peyton Thorne, the quarterback for Michigan State. He led them on a nice comeback a couple weeks ago when they were down at half. Cade McNamara Michigan quarterback that he's been playing with a lead the whole year. So, you know, if they get behind by 7 to 10 points, I think he might have some trouble throwing into the teeth of the Spartans' cover two defense. So Michigan never fared well as a road favorite of late, 4-9 against the spread. And like I said, Michigan State always gets up for this game, winning 11-13 against the spread. I'm going with Sparty, wrong team favorite, 24-21.
All righty. Yeah. More misery for Harbaugh.
Yep.
Talking with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. To the Pac-12 we go. If Washington State has a shot in the North, they can't lose a third game. They're at Arizona State. Sparty is tied atop the South, but they lost to the Utes, so they got limited wiggle room. ASU had the bye. They needed it to heal up. Their vet corner, Chase Lucas, will be in there. Odds makers make the Sun Devils a big one. 15-point home chalk. How you see this one going?
Yeah, whenever the pressure is off, Arizona State plays their best football. They're going to face a Washington State defense I think they can do some damage on. I mean, this Washington State defense got pounded for 45 rushes for 309 yards by Oregon State, 48 for 238 versus BYU. Somehow they covered both of those games. They've covered five straight. I just think this is where the dam breaks. I think these kids, you know, got up after their coach left. Second game, that's where you go against them. Arizona State, Sparky, 45-16.
All right. How about those Beavers? Off the bye, they spot Utah, a 10-point halftime lead, but this team runs the ball behind a really good offensive line. They're at Cal, who's been really disappointing, some absolute heartbreaking losses, four of the five defeats by seven or less. Better last week, but they beat Colorado. So Oregon State going down and laying a point at Berkeley. What's your play here?
Yeah, Cal's only wins are against Sacramento State and Colorado. Beavers number 7 rushing offense in the land. Cal just 3-6 straight up the last 9 at home. Cal's ability to separate from anyone decent, I just think is highly questionable. The quarterback, Chase Garbers, I just don't trust him here in a game that's pretty much a pick 'em here. I think the Beavers, if you do one thing really well, you got a good chance to beat Cal, and that's controlling the ball on the clock. Give me the Beavers here, 31-24.
Those pesky Beavers.
Yep.
Back here in Eugene, the Ducks got another big road win, which had been an issue under Cristobal, went into the Rose Bowl. Well, they dominated the second and third quarter. Then after that brutal interception, they made a defensive stand. They host Colorado. The Buffs' offense is one of the worst in the country. Not a horrible defense, but big, big number with the way Oregon's been playing. Ducks minus 25. What's the move here?
Yeah, I think it's a big, you know, if it's maybe 21, you think about taking it. But, you know, it's going to be tough to get up a second week. Yeah, you look at the numbers, and it's not good. I mean, the Buffs, only 8 points per game. They're gaining just 205 yards per game in total offense on the road this year. Colorado defense has given up 438 or more in five of the last five games. I mean, we're only able to stop Arizona. With the four losses coming by a combined 24.5 points. So it's right around the number there. Ducks will win the game, probably 33-10, but I'll take the points here.
Your game of the week is actually the marquee matchup in this conference with the Bruins in bounce-back mode. They got to have a win to Utah to stay in the South hunt. Utes are minus 5. So, Lee, let the folks know how they can get that one and all you and your people at Paramount Sports have to offer.
Yeah, I got a real strong feeling on this game. They want to get it for free. Call right now, 800-400-400. 9741. Again, the number 1-800-400-9741. We'll give them that game on me. And less than 24 hours. That's it, the special. It's all five sports, and you can look it up. Football, last year, no one can touch our numbers. College and pro football combined, winning more money for any people than anyone around in the country. Baseball, how about this? We were right at 500. We're now 45 wins more than losses since the All-Star break, right up there with everyone. And we're 12-3-1 since the playoffs started. We've gotten both World Series games correct. Basketball, we're 9-1 out of the gate in the NBA. Also, USC starts tomorrow. I have another card. Starts at 7:30 in the morning your time, and also next weekend. So you can get all five sports for 10 days. This would normally be $700-$800. A hundo. A $100 bill. That's right. We text you the plays each and every day. How do you get it? ParamountSports.com.
Lee, always fun stuff.
Yep.
Have an enjoyable Halloween, a great weekend, and man, when we talk next week, we're into November. Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot.
Not November. November.
A what?
Dovember.
Oh, a Dovember. I'm sorry. From Locktober right. to Dovember. My bad.
You got to get the lingo right here.
Have a good one, man. We'll talk
right,
next
see you,
week. Take it easy.